I didn't know it would have.
Let's
see if we can just find the just the sound effect. Here we go. You've been converted.
Your clothes are now red.
That's right.
You've seen Kung Pao, right?
Yeah,
that was. Your clothes are now red. The movie's ridiculous.
So good, so good. That movie is very much ridiculous.
I'd like to buy a pound of nuts.
Oh.
That's a lot of nuts. This has nothing to do with video games.
We got to play a little bit of Yoshi's Story.
Yeah. With sitars.
Curry in a Hurry, Yoshi's Story. And then we could play the original too, so you can hear the difference.
Ooh, I like
Speaking of French games, did you ever play Stray?
No,
I'm the cat game,
the one with the lost cat.
Yeah,
it made me really sad when I saw the cat fall off a cliff. I'm like, no,
it is sad. It is sad for sure.
Oh yeah, this
is nice.
Yeah. Yoshi.
Oh, it's hard to do metal Yoshi.
Yoshi.
Yoshi SFX.
What up?
Nice.
The original one where it's like original arcade version, it's just the orchestra hit played several times over, apparently. It's amazing how they made all these old sounds.
So good. Yeah. Wearing a Roe Panaganti shirt. Yeah. I quite like it. Shout outs to metal artists everywhere for rocking in the free world, as they say up here.
Heavy metal in video games. Yeah. Together, right?
There's a lot of rock in video games.
Yeah.
Very much so. Very much so. You were saying that at the Gaming Expo, they had a copy of Earthbound 4.
Or Earthbound.
Or
it was just regular Earthbound. It was on for the SNES.
Yeah.
$600.
$600 Canuckles. 600 Maple Bucks. That's Maple a lot. Bucks.
That's a lot.
That's crazy.
Well, it's a collector thing, right?
I guess. And then, but then.
I remember being able to rent that from a video store.
Well, yeah. And then it gets to the point of, okay, are you just going to baby it or are you going to use it? Well, no, at that point you're probably just going to keep it in a box and then let it appreciate it and sell it.
It didn't even come with the box.
Oh, it was just a cartridge?
Yeah, it was a cartridge.
Boo.
It didn't come with the box.
So, fun fact, when I got my modded Game Boy Advance, the clear shell red and green one, from Roger, shout out Roger, partly human, from Chiptoria. He does so much cool mod stuff. He did a HDMI mod for a Dreamcast, and it was the Dreamcast Sport version, the black version. Super cool. But he, when I bought that off of him for $150, there was a cartridge of a fan translation of Mother 3, which was never released.
Ooh.
And so I have a copy of Mother 3, and he said, "Do you want the cartridge?" And I'm like, I would be stupid if I said no.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is definitely, that is a gaming holy grail there.
Collectible,
yeah.
Rare games.
I'm so sad that I did not actually bring any games back from Japan, although I did see someone at the expo wearing a Super Potato shirt.
Super Potato!
They are a chain of retro video game stores in Japan, and they are fantastic. And Akihabara was just fantastic if you like retro video games and anime stuff. We should play some anime music.
MMA.
Yeah.
Who wants to play video games?
I do want to play a little bit of the original of Yoshi's Story, Curry and Hurry, so people can hear what it sounds like and quite the difference from Roe Panaganti's stuff. Hey, at least they kept the sitar.
I like the sitar.
Me too.
Like the tablas. Oh, the fake tablas.
Delfino Plaza also does the tablas very well.
Your Electrap has a good tabla.
It does. It does. Yeah.
Nice. That sounds really good, actually.
It does.
The Yamaha synth I have, the FBO1, has a P beautiful sitar patch on it. I've tried other fake sitars, but that one is by far the best. It's like a nice resonance. I don't know how they did it, what made it so different, but it's good stuff.
Boom, 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 boom.
Oh, nice.
So good. We opened up a new YouTube tab, and it says, and one of the recommended videos is 1 hour of silence, but Yoshi occasionally licks you.
What? You ever see that Yoshi slow down?
Yes.
Yeah, it was like, hoing, pa.
Fat Yoshi.
Hoing, pa.
Speaking of fat pa. Video game characters, Chubby Pikachu.
Chubby Pikachu.
Oh, man. OG Chubby Pikachu.
Yeah, he was the star of the show.
Absolutely.
I don't think anybody would have talked to us if he wasn't there.
No. And people are like, is he for sale? I'm like, the Pikachu is not for sale.
No. Well, you bought that on the first Retro Gaming Expo.
Indeed.
Right?
Back in 2018, the very first Bitcoover FM table that we did, which was like a year after I started the show, I found that OG Chubby Pikachu for $25.
$25?
Yeah, and it was amazing. And this year he was sporting the new Bitcoover t-shirt, mm-hmm. which if you're interested, if you didn't pick up one at the Retro Games Expo, I still have a couple left over. You can DM me on Instagram or send me an email or the contact page. Get in contact with me. Let me know what size you'd like. I have small, medium, large, and extra large, but they are going quickly. $30 Canadian, $20 US. And I'll let you know about shipping costs as well. But I do ship worldwide.
Ooh, so how many in Czech crowns?
Oh.
Don't worry about it.
Don't know. I don't know what the conversion is.
I'm sure whoever's in Czech Republic can figure it out.
How many seashells? How many galactic credits?
How many space bucks?
You know, that would be an interesting episode. Talk about in-game currencies of different games. That would be pretty cool. What were we going to look up?
I like the bass in this one.
Me too. I was going to play something, but now I can't remember.
Something to do with Space Bucks.
No, it wasn't Space Bucks. It
Hurry
was
in a Hurry.
Soundtrack. Yeah, we did that.
Oh, you were going to play some anime music.
Oh, that's right. Fuumoko. Oh, yeah. We definitely have to play some. So I have been watching a lot. You know, when you're tired at night and you just want to watch stuff, you don't really want to care about it.
Turn your brain off.
Yeah, so my turn my brain off thing is to watch this group of VTubers from Hololive, which is a big VTuber agency in Japan and the US. And they have, they're these twin girls, Fuumoko, Fuwawa, and Mokoko, and they speak English and Japanese, and they are demon dogs, but they're, you know, like cute anime dog girls, right? So they have. And it's very common for VTubers, which is virtual YouTuber, and they have either a VR headset or a 3D model, and then a lot of them play games, a lot of them just do stuff. But it's very common for VTubers to have singles come out, so we're going to play some VTuber music. Maybe we'll play some Hatsune Miku stuff as well, too.
Hatsune, you did a Hatsune Miku
the holiday
Christmas
special. The Hatsune Miku holiday
special. She has.
Special.
How much Christmas music has
she made? I mean, we filled up a two-hour show.
Yeah, and that was only some of it.
Exactly. I probably had 4 or 5 hours worth of stuff ready to go. Yeah.
She's very busy.
Very much so. Well, Yoshi's story, well, thank you so much.
Thanks,
Let's play
Yoshi.
A little bit of Fuumoko. This is Born to be Baudol.
Thanks
because
for saving baby Mario.
Fuumoko says bow bow.
Bow bow.
Bow bow.
Bow bow.
Bow bow.
Bow bow.
We'll be right back on,
that's what dogs
on Bow-couver.
Bow-couver.
No, we already did that. Bark-couver.
It's radio's best friend.
That's right, for Fun Drive. All right,
Fun Drive.
Fuumoko, we'll be right back. We'll be right back. Wow, AI making you feel something.
I still want a steam bulldozer.
No, it's Neurosama.
She's an AI, it doesn't matter.
That's true. AI. Oh, AI. Artificial intelligence will be the death of us all. Did no one watch The Animatrix?
Well, I saw AI, the Steven Spielberg movie.
No, I never saw that.
They just left the kid in the wild. You know, people do that all the time.
Yikes.
Anyway. Shifting gears here. What are we playing next?
We're playing a little bit of Toriyana while we yak about it, coming up to the last kind of 10 minutes of the show. Life. There we go. Just marking down what we've played here. We put a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
This is just kind of a sampler, and also a big thank you to everybody who came out and said hi.
Shout out to the audience.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Very much so. Without you, we would have no one to play to. CGSF 90.1 FM. This is Vancouver FM every Tuesday from 8 to 10 p.m. I'm joined, of course, by Plastic Owl. Thank you so much.
I'm joined by Solo.
Oh, hello. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the last 10 minutes or so of Vancouver FM. We have been yakking, pontificating on the Vancouver Retro Gaming Expo.
Pontificating is reserved for the Pope.
No.
We can pontificate, too?
I can. Because I'm the Pope now.
Okay, me too.
Yes. I am the Pope of Dope. That's a good song. I come from California. It's a wild song. It's from Belgium.
Oh.
Yeah, very, very cool stuff.
Popecore.
Yes. So I think...
Retro Pope.
Yeah.
I like picking up genres.
Sambor Summers. That's a good album from Balkan Bleeps.
I like that album art.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, Balkan Bleeps is really good. Just to give you a rundown of some of the artists that we played on tonight's episode, we had some selections from various gaming OSTs, including Pocket Fighter, Kirby 64, Duke Nukem 2, some PC 98 stuff, Yoshi's Story.
Age of Empires.
Age of Empires, that's right. We had original covers by Balkan Bleeps, Glitch Kibitz, Ro Panaganti. We had some anime music from Fuamoko and Neurosama. We have some J-pop here from Toriyana. We also have some Vaporwave from US Golf 95. Some PC 98 soundtracks. A little bit of local music from Bertol Records, Toxic Mike, and Frowned Upon. Shoutouts. And, you know, just a selection of yummy, delicious stuff. Oh, shout out Graz. Brand new song from Graz
Graz.
Yeah, we might want to end things off with some new Graz. How good is Graz? Graz is awesome. Hostage. I think this is probably meant to be...
That's not how you spell hostage.
Yeah, but that's okay. That's okay. Yeah, I want to play Game Shop. That track was very good. So I think we should have just enough time to play one more track. Two more tracks here for you, actually. One from Balkan Bleeps and one from Graz. And yeah, such is life here on Vancouver FM. Even though it's a lot of fun, it is only 2 hours long, which means you're just going to have to come and join us next week.
Or if you need more, you can go to the SoundCloud and listen to past episodes.
That's right, soundcloud.com/Vancouver, BITCOUVER. Let's listen to a bit of Balkan Bleeps from the album Retrograd. Well, thanks everybody for joining us here in the Virtual Plaza.
It is good to be here.
Bitcoover FM, of course. Plastic Isle, thank you very much for joining us. And also, thank you so much for coming by and
manning
the table. We're going to leave you off with an awesome new track from the album Hostage, the EP Hostage by Groz.
H-O-S-T-E-J.
Yes, I think that's how it's spelled.
That better. I don't know.
This is the track Game Shop. We played this last week, but it is just so good. Groz, of course, from Seattle. Many of our artists from Seattle.
Is that a beetle on the cover there?
It looks like it. Looks like a beetle with a weapon array.
You know what? Thing. I always thought they needed weapons.
Very cool. Thank you to everyone who came by, grabbed a t-shirt, got stickers, played some free games, also just enjoyed the revelry that is the Vancouver Retro Gaming Expo. Special shout outs to everyone who came by and played music as well. And of course, a big shout out to Brian from Game Deals for organizing the whole dang thing year after year. That was the 12th iteration of the Vancouver Retro Gaming Expo.
Shout out to everyone who's coming next year.
That's right, 2026. We'll see you there. All right, everyone. Take care. We'll see you in the Virtual Plaza. And remember to synthesize with nostalgia.
Listening.